Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson with you as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Got NFL Network on in the studio. And seeing Cowboys have the easiest strength of schedule with a 462 opponent winning percentage from last year. I believe the Packers are ranked like 22nd easiest schedule, or whatever the case may be, our most difficult schedule in the NFL. So Cowboys have the easiest one going into that year. How much, we're going to get into Bucks and Celtics here, but how much do you put into that, Gary, when you start seeing, you know, winning percentages from the previous year and how it lines up on your schedule for this year?
Yeah, I think it's all, you know, we got to start somewhere, right? But, you know, we always talk about, you never know what team is going to be that team that didn't do well last year that's going to do well this year. There's always a couple teams that are like that. So basically the strength of schedule is based on what teams did last year. And, you know, you have proven teams that are out there that you know they're going to win 12, 13 games. The Packers are one of them. You expect, if you're in the NFC, the Rams are probably going to be a top team. Arizona is probably going to be one of those top teams. So, I mean, you've got at least, you know, five or six teams in the NFC, AFC that you know, Buffalo AFC, Kansas City AFC. The Patriots always going to be around. I mean, you've got some teams out there that you know that are going to be pretty good.
All right, Gary, let's switch gears now. Let's go to Bucks and Celtics tonight, game six. Deer District going to be packed. They're limiting the number of people that are going to be allowed to get in.
Yeah, how are they doing that?
I believe it's 11,000. Is that right, Bonamago? I mean, Bonamago lives right there. So.
Is he
going? You're right. Yeah, 11,000.
Well, how do they do that? They got a counter out there or something or what?
Correct. Yep. You got to go through metal detector screening and so forth, and that's how they count them. Yep.
Is that different than what they did in last year? Or?
Well, for the finals last year, they just let everybody come. I don't think they were really keeping track to any of that. Maybe on the inner circle, that's where they kind of hold it. But then after that, it kind of just grew bigger than life, right, Timmy?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they had, last year for the finals, they had three different areas where you could go, that one from the north, one from the south, and then the central.
They had that vacant lot with the TV set up, and that vacant lot as well between the two arenas down there between Panther Arena and Fiserv Forum. And, yeah, it just got out of control, 65,000 people or whatever it was.
Oh, so they're trying to control it, okay.
Right, so you're talking about 11,000 people in that main area down there. So they're telling people to get there early and so forth. I'll be honest with you, like
– what?
I'm sure that is a great time and so forth. But, I mean, you can have equally as good a time probably just going to a bar and hang out on a patio that's got some TVs because everybody's going to be watching the game, regardless of what bar you go to or what restaurant you go to. I would assume everybody's going to have that Bucks game on when you get there tonight. Tip time, you said, Bonamago, is what, 6:45?
6:45.
So 6:45 tonight is a tip between the Bucks and the Celtics at Fiserv Forum. So, you know, if you don't want to deal with all those people, totally understood. If you're, you know, northern Wisconsin or wherever you may be in the state and you're not driving all the way to Milwaukee to come be a part of that massive humanity, get it. Everybody's still going to have a fun time watching this game because it's supposed to be gorgeous out, I think, for the rest of the day. So, what are the keys to the game for you, Bucks fans, for this Bucks team to get a win tonight? Lock up the series and then get ready for Miami. That series will start next Tuesday. The NBA put that out late last night that the series will start on Tuesday. Originally, the email that I read yesterday from earlier in the postseason was that it was going to start on Sunday if there wasn't a Game 7. And now they changed their minds and decided that it's going to start on Tuesday regardless if there's a Game 7 or not between Milwaukee and Boston. So the series will start on Tuesday with Miami, whether it's Boston and Miami or Milwaukee and Miami. What are your keys for Game 6 tonight? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Also, if there is a Game 7, that will be at 2:30 on Sunday back in Boston. So Game 7 would be 2:30 on Sunday back in Boston if that were to occur. Also, tonight in Milwaukee on the 1250 affiliate, Tim Allen always doing the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball post-game show presented to you by Jim Danny's in Oak Creek. But tonight, because of the Bucks game also going on, he's going to take your calls on the Bucks after the Bucks game is done. So if you want to listen on your Odyssey app and call into the post-game show once the Bucks game is done, feel free to do that. So kind of a Brewers slash Bucks post-game show tonight if you want to take advantage there. And I'm assuming the same thing may occur on Sunday as well, depending on timing of when the Brewer game ends and when they're on the air. So there you go on that. Okay, so first things first, your key or your first key for the game tonight, Gary Ellerson.
I think it's got to be about Jrue Holiday. Again, I think you've got to have that same performance that you had last game that they played in. And Steve, I'm not talking about like points scored. I think he played a all around game. I think if you start talking about points scored, yeah. But if you look at the different defensive plays that he had, those defensive plays that he had were game changers. And along the way, he hit a couple threes and that. But really, the defensive plays to me were absolutely game changers. And I think that's what you guys see out of him in order for them to continue to win. Because you kind of think to yourself, well, Giannis is always going to be Giannis. You're going to get that. But I don't know if Connaughton is still going to be Connaughton how he played last time, right? I think Bobby Portis, to a certain degree, will be Bobby Portis. I feel like Bobby Portis is more of a effort guy, hustle guy, but also has the ability to step out and hit a three. Maybe we see something from Lopez in this game. He's been kind of quiet in this series. Maybe something will happen with him. But for the most part, it's got to be about Holiday again for me in order for them to come out with a win.
You think there's any chance they go back to Bobby in the starting lineup in place of Brook?
I don't know. Could be. I mean, I don't know what you can never tell with him.
I don't think they will. I think they're going to leave Brook where it is. But to your point, and I guess I really hadn't thought about it until you just brought it up, maybe you will see Brook get less minutes. Maybe you will see more Bobby Portis. Because if you look ahead, and I know we shouldn't look ahead, but if you look ahead to Miami, if you get to Miami, you know, with Bam and Dwayne Dedmon, those are two legitimate centers that Brook will be able to battle against mm-hmm. and will have every reason to be on the floor at that moment in time. But in this series, because they're so much smaller, maybe it is more beneficial to have Bobby Portis out there more maybe than you've had in the past. He obviously had more run in this last game. Would he get even more run in this next game against Milwaukee? Don't know. Or against Boston at home? Don't know. We do know this, though. When he's on the floor, Bobby Portis, the crowd is into it even more.
They are. They are. That gives him way more energy. He just is. He's a fan favorite.
And
I do not like the guy.
Do you think about that as a coach? Does that matter to you as a coach?
I don't know if it matters to him. I think Bud's going to do what Bud does. I mean, whatever that is. I don't know if he really cares about what we think.
Could you hear coaches say, I put this guy in to try and get us some energy? You hear coaches say that from time to time in basketball.
Yeah, that's him.
Right?
That's Bobby Portis.
Yeah,
But then the game before last didn't even play in the fourth quarter.
Right. Let's go to Doug in Luxembourg. Listening to WDUZ up in Green Bay. You are next here on the Wendy's Big Show on a beautiful Friday. What are your keys for a Game 6 win tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks, Doug?
Oh, I want a game something like the first game. I want some balance in the scoring. I want everybody in the starting lineup in double figures. And that includes a Giannis pushing 40 and another guy with 20. So I'm thinking like 115 points in the game.
115? Okay. I just don't know, man.
That's a lot.
Man, if they get 115, they're definitely going to win. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think this game might just be whoever gets over 100 wins. I think it just might be that. I mean, thanks for the call. If you look at this series, I'm going to bring up the scores of this series. If you look at this series, that kind of has been what it has been for the most part in this series. As far as, you know, I don't think let me see here. I don't think there's been many games in this series where both teams necessarily 101-89 Bucks over Celtics. Celtics over Bucks 109-86. Bucks over Celtics 103-101. So they were barely both over 100 in that game in game 3. And then game 4 and 5 got a little bit more high scoring. 116-108 Celtics over Bucks, and then 110-107 Bucks over Celtics. Yeah, it does feel like if you get to 115,
that's a magical number.
Yeah, it might be. 110. It would work in any game outside of that game 4 where the Celtics put up 116 as well. Do you get the sense that the opportunity for a blowout is probably pretty slim in this game, one way or the other?
It feels like it. I mean, what? But although, you know, they had a 13-point lead, they would be Boston had a 13-point lead going into the fourth quarter. The Bucks had a significant lead at some point. It could be where that's about it. I don't think you'll get more than 13 to 14 points. And it feels like those numbers, that lead, that both teams can come back from, like they can make that up. So, yeah, you're right. I don't see a blowout at all here.
See, and from my perspective, I agree with you. I don't think there's a blowout either. I am intrigued kind of a little bit by how this game is going to be refereed. Mm-hmm. I feel like the whistle was blowing a little bit more in the last game, maybe, than it was previously. I think in the first four games of this series, they were just kind of letting them do whatever the heck they wanted. I feel like the whistle was blowing a little bit more, and they had a little bit more control of this game in game 5. Did it feel that way to you, Gary?
I don't know. I think they, you know, they always seems to let them play. It's been a physical series. I think it's going to continue to be that way. I feel like, I mean, Giannis is always going to get that offensive foul called on him. It's going to happen because these guys have been like drama queens over there. But it's going to happen. I feel like it's been officiated for me relatively pretty good, meaning that I think it's gone both ways. A lot of calls have gone both ways. And if it's been bad, it's been bad both ways. So I'm okay with it.
That's the other thing about this is, from a refereeing standpoint, and Gerard, remember earlier in the show from Delaware, our resident Boston Celtics fan, cited four instances where the Celtics players were back arguing about a call. The Bucks got out in transition and scored on all four opportunities because those Celtics players weren't getting back. I think right. You have got to give credit to Bud, the coaching staff, and these players for not getting wrapped up into the officiating where it's cost them points that much.
No, and they have been doing a great job with that. And I think Giannis kind of chirped a little bit. For the most part, they've done well.
But normally, it normally happens after there's a stoppage is really when Giannis kind of gets going at this point. What are your keys for Game 6 victory tonight? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. When the Bucks win tonight, you win tomorrow at Wendy's. No, that's the first time I've done that in this series. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. My guys over at Van Horn have entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels. I like watching those tiny home shows on TV. You ever watch tiny home shows on TV?
Yeah, I've seen your tiny home.
Yeah, please. Love it. Designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to be the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check out VanHornProCamp.com. That's VanHornProCamp.com. With six models available, a wide range of options. You can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself. Or you can go all the way up to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model. This one I've been in, and it's amazing. Complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, and adjustable bed, and pull-out bench seat with enough room to sleep four. Explore all the options and more at VanHornProCamp.com. They are pretty slick, man. They are a pretty slick deal. I've never driven an RV before, so I don't know how difficult that is. But these things aren't that bad to drive at all. Pretty cool. You ever driven an RV, GE?
Yeah. I've driven an RV before. We drove one to some years ago. Steels and I drove one to a Vikings game in Minnesota.
Why?
Because we could.
was it sponsored or what led to this?
No, we just decided one day we were going to go with some friends and we were going to take our RV. We were going to go to the Vikings Packer game.
So was it somebody else's RV or did you rent it or what?
No, it was somebody else's RV.
And they let you just drive it?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I would have trusted a young Ken Stills, a young Gary Ellers to driving that thing anywhere.
Yeah, we drove it to Minnesota to a game.
What kind of condition was it in by the time you brought it back from said
trip? Oh, it was in great condition. We stayed overnight at one of the former players' house that he played with in Minnesota. We stayed overnight. We parked the RV in the driveway. You know, Steels and I stayed in the RV together, and some guy's house. I don't remember who the guy was.
So this was after your career. Was this after your career was done?
Yeah, after our career, yeah.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if the guy was home or not.
It didn't matter. Didn't matter if you were in the RV one way or the other.
Yeah, we were in the RV.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Yeah, you should do it.
Maybe one day. Okay, what are your keys for Game 6 tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics? Really easy question, I would say, at this point. We did a little bit earlier in the show. And you look at tonight's game and some of the things that come up. Craig tweets at Big Show Network, everyone must show up, not named Giannis, keeping it 100. It says, Craig, tweeting at Big Show Network. What is it for you? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Do you think, Gary Ellerson, that the guys not named Giannis feel pressure or more pressure on them without Chris Middleton?
That's a good question, Steve. I don't know. Because you're not, you're talking about guys like what, Connaughton, Grayson Allen,
Drew Holiday, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, Lopez to me has kind of been a little bit of an enigma in this series, hasn't he? Like he hasn't gotten comfortable.
He hasn't found his rhythm. No,
he hasn't. I mean, I don't know. He's just looks like he's not really getting the touches that he normally gets too. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if that's coaching. I don't know if it's a different game plan. I don't know if it's Middleton not being there, but he should be more of a factor in these games than he are. He's a non-factor right now.
You know, that's the other thing that when we look at this, you know, Tatum likes to go to the rim a little bit. Jaylen Brown likes to go to the rim a little bit. And even from that aspect, I don't feel like Brooke Lopez has had as much of an influence there either, right? I mean, coming into the series, you'd think, well, because they're so small, he's going to dominate the boards, he's going to get a lot of block shots because of how big he is, and there's nobody really to take him away from the basket per se, and he's going to have a big series. And he really, even on the defensive side of the floor, Gary, hasn't impacted the game the way that I thought he would.
Either way, you're talking about Brooke Lopez, right?
Correct.
Yeah, offense or defense, neither way. He's out of sorts. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's happening. I'm not that basketball guru guy that I can tell you. He's just non-existent off on the offensive end and on the defensive end. I don't know if Boston is taking him out of his game. I don't know if it's the way he's being used by Bud. I don't know if it's because of Middleton, but he's just been a non-factor.
Ben tweets at Big Show Network, honestly, the Bucks just need to play with energy tonight to close this series out. I believe the last game deflated the Celtics because they shot about as well as they could and still got beaten on their own home floor. That's Ben tweeting at Big Show Network. I don't get the sense, maybe I'm wrong, I don't get the sense that the Celtics are a team that's going to roll over and play dead for the Bucks, regardless of what happens in the first 5 minutes. Let's say the Bucks get out to a 14-4 lead or something like that in the first 5 minutes of this game. I still don't think I'm going to be sitting at home watching this going, yep, that's it. Game's over. Boston's just going to go away now. Like, I think they're going to fight to the end. Maybe I'm wrong, but that just feels like that's kind of what the character of this Celtics team is.
It feels like that to me. I don't think they're just going to go away and hide. I think people, they just have too much pride. They think they can win it. I mean, they've won here already. So Boston feel like they can come to Milwaukee and win. I mean, they don't believe that they're not going to win. They're going to come in here expecting to win this game tonight and trying to get it back to Boston.
And that's the crazy thing. So if there is a Game 7 on Sunday, the Bucks have already won there twice in this series. Yes. So even if there is a Game 7 in Boston, if you go to the other side of this, Gary, it's not like Giannis, these guys are going, oh, no, Game 7 in Boston, we're screwed. Right. They're going to go there and go, we just won the last time we were here. We'll just win again.
And that's what... Isn't Boston saying the same thing?
I would think so. Like, I don't think it's intimidating.
Well, it's not.
I don't think it is. Bucks fans. I don't think
right,
it is.
Right, no. Compared to Boston?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. They're not even in the same category. I'm sorry how loud the stadiums really are.
Yeah.
Not the same. Now, they could have a crowd tonight that could be pretty juiced because they understand the magnitude of it all.
That last game, the crowd wasn't very juiced at all.
Yeah.
Chris tweets at Sparky Radio and at Big Show Network. They need to move the ball and not just ISO ball, says Chris, tweeting at Big Show Network.
Away from that. That's going to happen. You're going to have ISO ball.
See, I don't listen, man. You know, I like to criticize Bud and whatever. And Leroy loves to tell you how great Bud is and so forth. And I've already admitted the dude wins another championship. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I'm giving him his flowers. Like, I get it. I don't understand how, as a coaching staff, you can watch this offense and go, yep, I'm comfortable with this. Like, I don't understand, Gary. I really don't. Now, grant you, like you said, they won a championship, but they did win a championship playing ISO ball. They won a championship moving the ball more than they're moving it now. And as you've said, they got forced into this because they don't have Middleton and they can't figure out a different way to go about doing this. But mean, if I'm Darvin Ham and I'm Lee and I'm Vin Baker and these assistant coaches, I got to feel frustrated right now that the offense doesn't look better and isn't moving the ball as much as it has at times during the season, including the Bulls series.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It just doesn't. And they haven't been able to fix it. And so now they're basically relying on two guys, Holiday and Giannis. And then, but what we saw in this last game. So here's the thing, Steve. Maybe they figure it out. If they can play like they played in that fourth quarter, maybe they figure it out. Maybe now that's a blueprint on how to win. We'll see.
Could be. Brewers got some news coming out. Just got an email from the Milwaukee Brewers. I'll tell you all about the Brewers news coming up next. Plus, I haven't given you my keys to the game either coming up for tonight. Maybe we'll touch on the Packers schedule one more time, too, before we get out of here on a Friday. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, reminding you when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. I'm going to tell you like six more times. Don't worry. Sure. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla. No purchase necessary. It's all offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's, and I've been so impressed. I had people tweeting at me going, I forgot after the last one. I'm not forgetting after this one. I had a couple people tweet me, Gary, after your picture went out of you eating your triple yesterday, saying that they were going to Wendy's last night to go try the triple. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Now, okay. I didn't get any tweets after that, whether
that's
or not
a grown man burger.
How that all worked out for those people, but... You know, Gary handled it pretty good, without question. Sir. Handled it pretty good.
Grown man burger now.
Wendy's Big Show next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Jim Paskey, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer, will join us in the first hour coming up on Monday. Because no matter whatever happens tonight, and if there's a Game 7 on Sunday, we're going to have to talk about the Bucks. Because if the Bucks win tonight, or if they lose tonight and win Sunday, then the Miami Heat series starts on Tuesday. So we have to talk Bucks on Monday. If they lose tonight and they lose on Sunday, definitely going to have to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks on Monday. So Jim Paskey in the first hour of the show and working on a couple other guests as well. So you had your chance today, guest free. Told y'all, if you wanted to get in, jump aboard, be a part of this whole discussion today was your day because not many days where we go guest free and decided to do it today on a Friday. I'll talk about your keys for the game, game six tonight at Fi's Serve Forum. And for me, it's just three-point shooting, really. And it's not that hard. Like, if you look at this series, you know, there have been outliers in the series. Al Horford going off appears to be an outlier where he's probably not going to do that again. Get 30-plus points or whatever in a game. He came back down to earth. Now, he still impacted the game, especially late, without question. But he wasn't that offensive machine that he was in the previous game that the Bucks lost. So that was an outlier. Now, normally, you know, you look at the Bucks' three-point shooting from Game 5 and you go, yeah, it's about regular during the season. Yeah, it's not crazy, Sparky. What are you talking about? But it is crazy based on the first four games of this series. Like, they weren't even close to shooting that number in the first four games of this series. So for me, if they shoot that well, that's a huge deal for the Milwaukee Bucks. If they can shoot 40-45% from three-point line, you know, take your 25 to 33s, I think that puts him in a good situation to be in this basketball game and have a chance to win this basketball game. So that's one of my points. The second point, or key, I guess, in this game tonight is Connaughton and Bobby Portis. Like, those two specifically, are those outliers? Or can those guys come back and give us something similar tonight in Game 2? Of those two, who do you trust more to do it again? Gary Ellerson.
Connaughton and who?
Bobby Portis. Who do you trust to kind of duplicate their game last game again tonight?
Bobby Portis, not even close. Yeah.
Not even close?
Yeah.
15 rebounds is a lot of damn rebounds.
Yeah, I don't trust Connaughton to be I think he got more of a sample size with Bobby Portis this year than you have been with Connaughton.
Huh. You know, I don't trust Connaughton either. And I was
okay.
I was seeing on Twitter, Bucks fans, and again, y'all sometimes really crack me up.
Okay.
So Connaughton has a good game, and people start tweeting, and everybody was mad that they had to give Connaughton an extra year and pay him what they did. Ha! I'm like, I could have tweeted back and be like, yeah, I still don't like that deal. I still think it's a horrible deal. But right. I didn't, because I didn't want to get into a fight with everybody on Twitter. Man. So I was like, I'm just going to stay out of it. I'll just bring it up on the air. Mm-hmm. Guys, that still wasn't a good deal. Just because he had a game doesn't justify them screwing that deal up. Mm-hmm. And they screwed that deal up because they didn't know the rules and what they were doing, how it affected the cap. So then they had to go back to Connaughton to redo a deal that they already had agreed to. And his agent said, well, that was the break, Sean we'll Horst. You didn't know what you were doing. Guess you're going to give him another year now.
Yeah.
And then they had to give him another year. Like, that still wasn't a great deal for the Bucks. Regardless if he had a good game last night or not, and whether got or the last game, or if he has a good game this game, doesn't change anything at this point.
None, zip, zero.
He's still the same dude, guys. And I realize he got hot for 1 month at the beginning of the season, and you all were going crazy about Pat Connaughton this and Pat Connaughton that. And at that point, I said, slow down. Let's just see if he does it for more than a month. Like, we've seen guys get hot. I saw John Salmons get hot for 2 or 3 months and then crash back down to earth. So just settle down. And what happened? He got dinged up, and he wasn't the same guy as he was at the beginning of the year. Now, if he gets hot for the rest of the playoffs like he was back at the beginning of the season, that's a huge bonus pop for the Milwaukee Bucks if he can get going again offensively.
Steve, what are your thoughts on Middleton is hurt worse than what they say it is?
No, I don't think he's – no. Nope, I don't think so. Because – and you were on this before I was. I don't know. You said it, and you're right. Like, they're going to play if they have to. And they're going to have to in the Miami series. I think that's the goal, is to save him to Miami. So they don't need him in Game 6 because they're up 3-2. If Game 7 happens on Sunday, I think he's playing. If I'm wrong, okay, I'll be wrong. But I think he plays on Sunday if they have to play him on Sunday. I think right now they're saying, look, we beat these guys 3 times without him. We can beat him a 4th time without him. And we're at home. That gives us an advantage as well at our home court. And it's Bucks in 6. That's our motto as an organization. Like, why wouldn't we think we're winning in 6?
Yeah.
Now, the one thing, I got to bring this up. I almost forgot about it. I'm glad we brought this up. So the one thing that I found kind of funny today, because today is Friday the 13th. We really haven't talked about it, but today is Friday the 13th. And Ike Bucks podcast on Twitter said today is Giannis's 666th career start.
Oh my God.
666.
Yeah.
And Mike, the painter, quote tweeted it, said, how ironic, Giannis playing his 666 game on Friday the 13th. Wow, he is definitely scoring a 50 piece without the dang sauce. It's just going to be silky smooth, says Mike, the painter. And I thought that was really well said. I saw somebody else tweet, J.R. Ratcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeted, something along the lines, paraphrasing, that it's Friday the 13th and Boston has a guy named Jason on it.
What?
Jason Tatum. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Jason, you know, from the movie.
Right. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And Boston has Jason Tatum. We don't have a Jason.
No,
they do. So that was his play on the whole Friday the 13th thing. But getting back to this whole thing with the Bucks, I just think they can win tonight. They don't think that they have to have him to win tonight. So that's what they're going to do. And if that happens, now he gets to rest Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then down to Miami on Tuesday. And that's, you know, 4 extra days of having to play in a game, 4 extra days to be able to get some workout and practice in, work on getting those legs strengthened and so forth. Because you can't imagine, Gary, that if he does have to come back Tuesday – I mean, how much do you think he's going to play? 20 minutes maybe? 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it would be very limited. I mean, I don't...
Probably off the bench?
They haven't told us, you know, what he's been doing. I mean, you know, normally you get, you know, he's on the bike, he's doing this. I don't think I've heard anything yet of any exercises of him trying to come back, I'm sure he's doing something.
No, he worked out before the last game, they said, so he's getting closer, they said, yeah.
Okay, well, then that's good, because I haven't really heard anything about him trying to come back.
Yeah, they said that. I believe they said the rehabilitation was going good. He was ahead of – I don't know if they said he was ahead of schedule. Maybe they didn't say that, but they said the workouts were going good and he was progressing well. And you compared it to Giannis last year against Phoenix. I think it's kind of fair. The only thing I just want to know is you have to guarantee me that he's good. Like, if you tell
how
me.
How many games did Giannis miss last year? Do you remember?
I don't. Bonamago, look that up. How many games did Giannis miss last year? Was it a couple of games? I think it was multiple games. I'm pretty sure it was multiple games that Giannis missed in the postseason.
And did they win
year.
Them both?
He missed the rest of the Atlanta series.
Right. And then did he play right away in the beginning of the Phoenix series?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he played game one and came out with like 30 points.
Oh, right away. Right.
Right away.
God.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. So, I mean, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think from the Bucks' perspective, you can't expect that out of Middleton. Like, let's stop there. But it's more or less for me, if I'm Budenholzer and Horst, that doctor has to look me in the eye and go, he will not hurt. He has no more of a chance of hurting that knee as he does of hurting the other knee that's not hurt. You got to be able to tell me that. If you can't look me in my eye and tell me that, then he ain't playing. Because I can't lose him for all of next year by having a severe tear and then we're screwed. Now, an MCL, maybe it's not a whole year. How long does an MCL take you out for? Is it a whole year? It's not an ACL.
No,
I don't think an MCL is as bad as an ACL.
I think Brett Favre played with the MCL.
Tear.
Yeah,
but that's not basketball, though.
I play with MCL in high school.
But there's more cutting involved in basketball than quarterback.
Way more.
So that's why it takes probably a little bit longer for him to get back. I've got to know that he's not going to hurt it worse. Somebody's got to tell me he's got no more chance of getting that one tore as he does the other one. If I hear that and Middleton says, yeah, I'm good, I don't feel any pain, all right, if you want to play, let's go. But if he looks at me and says, I don't feel right, then he's not playing.
Right.
But I don't care what Middleton feels if the doctors look at me and go, no, there's a bigger chance of him hurting that than the other one. As soon as that gets said, Chris, sorry, you're done. You know, and obviously they haven't told him that. Nobody's reporting that he's done.
No.
Nobody, including Sham Sharania. He hasn't reported it. Dario over at Channel 12 in Milwaukee
feels
said
like there's a lot of secrecy around it, though.
Right, but Dario over there at Channel 12 in Milwaukee, the sports director, Dario Melendez, he said that there was a chance he could play in Game 6 or Game 7 from what his sources were telling him. Now, mind you, he's the same dude that said 3 to 4 weeks at the beginning, and everybody poo-pooed that and said they'd reevaluate in a couple weeks and see what happened. Well, we're in the third week already.
Yeah,
and next week's the fourth week. So he's going to be right on that. And he's also the one saying Game 6 or Game 7 is a possibility. Maybe. Now, he's already been ruled out for Game 6. Because, like I said, they don't need him. If you don't need him, why play him? That makes no sense. So if they think they can beat him without Middleton, then he rests. And then hopefully you do. And then if you don't, then I think he plays Sunday in Boston.
But again,
it's not going to be a ton of minutes.
End up happening. Yes, it's not. Because you can't. You just got to, you're right, 15, 20 minutes off the bench. That's it.
Right, and then it's strategic. Where do you play him the 15 or 20 minutes?
Build up his stamina.
So do you play
him? Probably at the end of quarters, maybe.
Right, so is it?
When you're taking out Holiday.
So do you play him at the end of the second and then save the other 5 to 10 minutes for the end of the fourth?
Right.
At the end of the game to make sure he's on the court at that moment in time?
Right.
And then if you're Boston, you're going to test him. You're going to run at him.
You're going
to attack him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to see how that knee holds up and how his lateral quickness is. Yeah, I think that's all of that and more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wendy's Big Show back after this. Look ahead to Monday's show, and we'll make our predictions for the game coming up tonight between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
It is Friday, and it's game day. Bucks Celtics tonight, game 6, 6:45 tip at Fiserv Forum coming up this evening. Can't wait for that one. I've got a soccer game for the kid tonight till 6:15. So providing we don't get sidetracked like we did the last time, I'm hoping to be able to watch it live versus off the DVR like I did the last game. So, cross your fingers. Hope it all works out for myself coming up tonight. GE plans tonight for the game. Are you going to be out on the deck watching it, or what are you doing?
Yeah, that's it. Done. On the deck watching it.
So you got a TV outside?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had a TV outside. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, just I got it on the wall there, bolted up. Is one of those you seen the ones over at Maddie's?
Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin, for those of you listening around the state.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just bolted up out there.
Yeah, up in the trees. They have them up. They have them up on a brick wall. Got TVs all outside at this bar in the New Berlin
that's
area.
That's where we have our barbecue back in the day.
Yeah, 100 years ago. Literally like 100.
It seemed like a long time.
Literally like 100 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so prediction time.
What about
time.
You, Stevie? So you just
I'm just hoping to be home in time to watch it. That's all I'm hoping for. I'm hoping I don't have to watch it at like 8 o'clock tonight after it's almost done.
Oh, well, as long as you get it in.
So, yeah, I'll watch it at some point tonight. I'm just hoping to be able to watch it live as it's happening. But like you said, if I don't, then I don't, and then I'll just catch up at some point.
Yeah.
And when I don't, then I just stay away from my phone so nobody ruins it for me.
Right.
Okay, so time for predictions. Bucks and Celtics tonight. Like I said earlier, Jim Paschke will join us in the first hour. Former Bucks play-by-play guy, now retired. He'll join us coming up in the first hour on Monday. We've got some other things in the hopper, too, we're working on for Monday's show. Let's start with Bonamago Jr. Tim Shea filling in for AR Adam Roberts today, who has the day off. All right, Timmy Shea, what you got? Prediction time, game 6 tonight, Bucks-Celtics. Now, let me first start by saying this. If you predict Celtics win tonight, then you also need to give a prediction for what Game 7 will then turn out to be coming up on Sunday. So if you predict Celtics tonight, then you have to give me a prediction for Game 7 on Sunday. Do we understand?
Yep.
We understand. Okay. Bonamago Jr., go ahead.
Bucks 104. Ooh. Celtics 97. There will be a party in Milwaukee tonight.
Bucks close out. Again, as mentioned earlier, Giannis is in his last 7, I think it's 7-0, something like that, in closeout games. So that would make sense if that's how this whole thing plays out. Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, let me have.
Oh, my God. John Daly's on TV right now. He looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Wow. A tan Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Whew. Bucks. And, did you see John Daly's son got that NIL deal?
Yes, I did.
With Hooters, I believe it is?
Yes, with Hooters. I believe you are correct, yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Get out, you can get it.
There used to be Hooters in Milwaukee in the area. No more.
Yeah, no more.
Okay, so who are you picking?
Bucks and 6.
Do you have a score?
Do you have a score, Gary? Bonamago would like to know.
No.
I just want to see where you are. Like, you know.
5 points, 10 points.
Well,
is it a blowout?
105 to 97.
Okay, 8 points. So Timmy was at 7. You're at 8, somewhere in that area. I will be honest. I wasn't sure on this deal.
Okay.
Until we had Sean Grandy on from the Celtics, the play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that moment in time, he opened my eyes.
You? Okay.
He did. Yeah. I'll go Bucks in 6. I predicted Celtics in 7 to start the series. And I was going to go Celtics in 7. Until Sean Grandy said that this team just stinks closing out games in close game situations. And as you look at this series, that's exactly how they've lost these games. Okay. I don't think it's going to be a blowout one way or the other. I think it's going to be closed down at the end. Again, last possession or two.
Okay.
So knowing the track record of the Celtics throughout this season and what's haunted them, I'll take Bucks in 6. Bucks figure it out tonight. But if they lose tonight, I don't know. We're going to have to see. About game 7. We'll have to wait and see how that all is going to play out. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game tonight. Don't forget, after the game, have that Odyssey app out. Tim Allen will be doing it after the Brewers game. But as soon as the Bucks game is over, he'll start taking your Bucks calls as well. Kind of like a miniature Bucks postgame show, I guess.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Toodles!
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.